True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ed had a big game. You know, you could feel his play out there, right? Whether it was the run game, the pass game. A couple good hits on the quarterback, a couple big plays in the run game behind the line of scrimmage, and then forcing the fumble. Really, the entire team, he didn't quit. There was no quit in that team and in our team, and that's a good thing as we look to move forward.
Sean McDermott today. Sal Capaccio will join us at 6 with more on what the coaches had to say and, of course, the incredible start to the season last night. 41-40. Scoregami, if you don't know what that is, means it's a unique score in NFL history. And last week we were talking about scoregami. We were talking about what if the Bills won this game 2-0? And how would you feel? And I happened to have it in front of me. I looked up, like the lowest scoring Bills scoregami game is 10-5. 1988, they lost to the Buccaneers 10-5. No other game has ever been 10-5, and no other game has ever been 41-40, which is a little surprising.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think 41-40 sounds like a score I would, you know, not always, but a lot of times when you hear there's a scoregami, it's a pretty uncommon score. And 41-40 doesn't sound that, it sounds like that should have happened 100 times.
There could be an 8, a 5.
Right, yeah.
An 11.
Right.
41-40. Love it. What a great score. Here is Paul next. Hi, Paul.
Hey guys, great win. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
But you know what's bizarre about all this, and I still have to pinch myself every time I watch this guy play. But you know, for so many years going through the drought, the only thing that ever felt inevitable with these games was losing. And it last night, when after the fumble, after the touchdown, and then the punt, it was this weird feeling of inevitability. Allen's going to take him down. Going to score. And it felt like watching those mid-season random games when Brady and the Patriots would be playing like Roethlisberger or like Breeze. And like it seemed like no matter what was going to happen at the end of the game, you know, Brady was always, it was just inevitable. The Patriots were going to find a way to win. And it just, I can't believe it's us. And it's just so enjoyable to be on this end of it for a change. And again, I know they got trucked for three quarters of this game, but it just, once everything started falling into place, it just felt inevitable. And it's just a really nice feeling to have that be us for a change, you know, after all those years of suffering. So that's it. Just wanted to say that and keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's right on. Thank you for punting. Is code for this game is over. Like, we got it. You know, it does feel that way. It isn't always the case. And how many, was it multiple inches or just 1 inch that Hamilton missed the block field goal by? Like, how about that if this is how that ends?
Dude, I'm telling you, I still think he got a hand on it. It could be an optical illusion. Just glancing blow. The one shot, I think, from behind. There's a low angle from behind that I thought showed it, but I don't know. But yeah, I mean, he came right through. They gotta button that up. That's Deion Walker, rookie out there, and he steps to the guy on the edge and just allows Hamilton a clean shot in there. I mean, I think he had to jump a little to get through, and maybe that's the only thing that saved the Bills, is that it's a bit of a delay for him getting through there. Because, man, he was so close to blocking that. I did not notice it. We're watching it live. I'm so focused on the goalposts.
Yeah.
Right? And the ball, because those are the most important things. Ball's got to go through the goalposts. I did not even see how close it was to being blocked until they showed a replay.
I think you see him jump after he just misses, like sort of in a, you know, I can't believe he just sort of,
right.
sort of jumps toward the Baltimore sideline knowing the game is over. And how close he really was, if I remember that right. Here is Jack next. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to thanks for letting me call you guys and get in on this. But, you know, here's how I look at it. I've watched these Bills. You know, I've been there. I lived in Buffalo my whole life up until a few years ago. And I remember going to the games and watching the games where, you know, you've seen the fans filtering out early fourth quarter, game's done, you know, it's over. That ain't this team. You know, we have our last home opener in the stadium, and I think Josh Allen calling out the fans for leaving is rightfully so. I mean, this is our home stadium. Your last time you're going to have a home opener and you're walking out on, yeah, granted, 40-25, but this team showed no heads down. This team was just game plan. Yeah, we got ran all over by Derrick Henry and Lamar broke his. I mean, but they were a three-headed monster. That was it. They didn't pass the ball around too much. But this team that we have, they're all dogs. There's no quit in this team. And, you know, it's good to see finally for once where you can go in and you're down 40-25 and your gut is telling you it ain't over. It ain't over. This is what we've waited for. This is the season. And I hope Bills fans that are there, because I'll tell you what, I wished I could have been there in that stadium last night. I'd have gave my right arm for it. But I'm going to tell you what, don't walk out on another game this season because you don't know what you're going to miss. It's all magic.
Thanks, Jack. Counterpoint, it's so late. Like, people have jobs in the morning and kids, and it's like,
yep.
You know, it's an hour to get home if you live even like where I do from the stadium in traffic. If the Bills are winning 40-25, I'm in my car.
Right. Like,
it doesn't even matter.
Right.
Tell me that I missed a big comeback. Okay, well, like, I got to sleep at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's real life.
I'm fine with it. I've left things earlier than I'd like to admit. I don't know that I've ever left a thing early and had something like that happen, where I'm like, I'm really regretting that I left, which is why you feel okay leaving, because it's rare that, you know, if you're demoralized enough to want to leave a pro sports event with a team that you love as much as most of these fans love this team, it's probably really bad. And the chances of it happening in your favor coming back are probably pretty slim, and they were last night. So I don't know. I don't mind Allen taking the shot. I certainly don't. I'm not going to. You shouldn't leave. I can't. I'd be duplicitous because I've done it. So, you know, tough one. If you you got to your car and like went, oh, but you know, I totally understand leaving. I thought I gave this a decent amount of thought today while I was out on a bike ride. Like, would I do this? Like, yes, I've done it. So I don't know. I'm not going to be hard on anyone who left. But I also don't mind Allen saying, like, hey, you know, you should hang around. We that's his right to do that.
It's all fine.
He came through.
Tim's next. Hi, Tim.
Hey, just thanks for taking my call, guys. Yep. Hey, I was wondering, did anyone bring up yet the fact that a lot of these guys hadn't played at all in preseason, and maybe there was a little bit of rust that needed to be knocked off, and they needed some time to get the timing back and just get game – kind of get that game feel back. I mean, I watched it and I was like, okay, mistake after mistake after mistake, but like Allen hadn't played at all in preseason. A lot of these guys, a lot of the starters played very, very little. So you get to the halfway, midway through the game, they started to pick it up a little bit. And then the fourth quarter, they started to roll. And, I mean, my thought is next game, look out because they're going to continue.
Yeah, I don't know. This point comes up all the time. And just like year to year, team to team, it just doesn't really seem to correlate. So if, I mean, were there that many mistakes? Defensively, they got kind of blown out. Offense held up for the most part in this game. I never thought they scored a touchdown immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, were they rusty when he zips that into Kincaid for the 7-0? It's just,
yeah.
I think it can happen circumstantially, but it doesn't have to, it's not a generalization I'd ever want to make. I could see the Ravens, I mean, the Bills were on the field for 85 plays. And maybe you're not in your primo game shape because it's the opener. Cincinnati.
Right. They played like crazy in the preseason, and they had 7 points or 7 yards in the second half of their game against Cleveland.
Yeah, they made an effort this year to play Burrow and those guys in the preseason, and the result was the same. They won.
The Chiefs played their guys, and they looked like dog meat on Friday night.
Yeah.
Mostly. So, yeah, I mean, it's anecdotal. You can pick and choose. I'm sure there are examples of teams that do it the way the caller's suggesting and get off to good starts, and that's validation. I don't know what it'll all end up meaning, you know, if the Bills will change their course. This is the first time that Allen hasn't played a single snap in the summer before the opener. I don't think that was what I was seeing myself.
Sean's next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Good question. So you think that call at halftime when we had 1 second left, mysteriously, 1 second left, and maybe even that touchback, do you think the Buffalo is finally getting some of those calls that maybe Mahomes or Brady would have gotten in the past?
I mean, they're the right calls. So I don't know if you're thinking it's your year because that went your way. I don't know. I don't think the Bills have necessarily been in arrears in getting those calls all these years either. So
I'm not a guy who sort of works by this premise in the first place, right? I mean, sort of the implication is they usually get screwed, but not anymore. I don't think they usually get screwed. I think great players and great teams get calls, if that's not saying different. And these were not, to me, examples of that happening. Baltimore's great. It's just, you said they were right.
Yeah, the machinations of the league.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To review those calls, whatever's in place, the right calls were made. It'd be another thing if they gave the Bills, like, well, actually, we're going to put a second back on Argle Bargle. Like, what? No. I mean, they had footage of the ball, you know, in control and the player out of bounds, and okay, we're going to put a second back on. Same thing with the touchback. Like, the guy did slide barely. I mean, just barely, but he did. Like, okay, letter of the law, that's correct. You know, the Bills have been victim of bad calls, but every team in the league is a victim of bad calls. I mean, it happens all the time. So they got a couple of things that went their way, but they weren't gifts. They were correct.
Third game ever where the Bills allowed 40 points and won. One was last year.
Detroit.
And the other was one of my favorite games. 89 Houston. The Astrodome.
That's an overtime game?
That's an overtime game.
Right.
47-41. Reed. So much happened in that. That game is bonkers. Houston has a field goal. The game has just been off, just crazy. Like, the Bills had a defensive touchdown tally, maybe. Like, you've just got all these huge plays. 41 all. And Houston is kicking a field goal to win it. And they missed. But the Bills were offside. So they got to kick the shorter field goal to win it. And they missed again. Zendejas. That's an awesome game. 89 Bills Oilers. They also scored 42 in a loss last year. The Ram game.
Right.
Crazy times. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after this break. Sal joins us at 6. This is WGR.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.